Photoshop Wednesday number 39, layer masks. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Did you know that when you make a selection on a layer and then hit the delete or clear key, that information is gone forever? Here is a way to remove information from a layer but still have it available for future use. And this technique is called a layer mask. So I'm going to start out with a document with two layers, a background layer and then a layer with another image on it. Now I'd like to mask or knock out this white area around my image. If I use the eraser tool, these pixels in this layer would be removed from the document permanently. But what I'd like to do is temporarily remove these pixels. In this document, I'm going to use the magic wand tool to select all of the white pixels around the outside of my image. My next step is to turn this selection into a mask. Now I have a number of different ways to make this mask. I could go to the layer pull-down menu, add layer mask, and then either reveal the selection or hide the selection. If you click on the add mask layer button at the bottom of the layers panel, you will reveal the selection. If you hold down the Alt key on the PC or the Option key on the Mac and click on this button, you will hide the selection. Now you'll notice in the Layers panel, you now have the image and a mask. And there is a link of chain between the two, so these two items are linked together. If I use the Move tool and drag this layer around, you'll notice that the artwork and the mask move together. If I click on this link of chain and unlink these items, I can click on the image and move it separately from the mask. Now, if you wish to fine-tune this mask even further, you can click on the mask in the Layers panel, then move out onto the canvas with a brush. Now, make sure the brush is set to either 100% black or 100% white to either add to or remove from this mask. It's like painting with an eraser without actually erasing any pixels. And you can also remove the mask altogether. Now remember, when you're making a selection, you have the ability to modify the feather amount, and this is the amount of transparent edge that you have between what you can see and what you cannot see in your mask. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video format at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.